May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for May 21st, 2022. And today I'll be discussing three compendiums I've published over the last 2 weeks. About 10 days ago, I did one on the Deep Aquarian Shift Update. And back on the full moon on the 15th, May 15th, I did a compendium called The Mass Awakening Highlights. So I'll be going into those mass awakening highlights. Here just today, I published a compendium, which I'll be finishing up with. It's kind of, the high point of this last 2 weeks. And I have a lot of kind of keynotes for what's going on with the Aquarian Shift Update and the mass awakening highlights, and kind of get into the keynotes for Aquarius and this family of mankind in a global village. So, as regular listeners know, I've been curating, you know, recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are videos and articles that I publish on my blog, you know, my compendiums. And this is something I've published to add commentary to, you know, to highlight different conscious evolution tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective upwising and uprising for our conscientious evolutionary ascent. The Great Awakening, they're calling it. So this is all part of the 2022 Great Turnaround series, which has hundreds of videos to choose from since the first of the year. That's the theme of the year is the 2022 Great Turnaround. So that series is what I've been publishing with these compendiums, you know, once or twice a week. But first, before I get into these, these compendiums, I'm going to do a cosmic weather report. So the last 2 weeks, we've been experiencing some very deep mystical energies, you might say, conveying some profound revelations as to the nature of reality on Earth right now. Now, this quantum reality has been focused through these alignments of the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune in the deep mystical sign of Pisces. These planets, the Sun and the Moon, have been transiting Pisces. And specifically, well, the Moon's now been in Taurus and it's just gone into Gemini. The Sun has been in Taurus and just gone into Gemini. The moon is what has been passing through Pisces with these inner planets and outer planets. And right now, Mars and Neptune are sextile Pluto and Capricorn. And this is all more than I want to unpack right now, but let me just say that there's some profound cosmic love coming through to meet the challenges of authoritarian tyranny that we're seeing in governing bodies in the world today. So some of you have probably been following the news of how the World Health Organization is in the process of passing international laws to override the Constitution of the United States and to govern the health policies of the United States internationally. So this is something I'm going to touch on. They're meeting this weekend, I believe this weekend, today and tomorrow in Geneva, to supersede the Constitution of the United States with regard to health policies and the ability to define and declare emergencies and pandemics and plandemics so they can shut things down again if they want to. So this is kind of the big one of the big dynamics going on in the world right now. So I'm going to go to the first compendium, the Reality Report, a deep shift update, and this one is titled the shift has hit the fan, Aquarius. And the, you know, this is kind of the keynote. The Aquarian shift has hit the fan, you know, winds of Aquarius. So the graphic, the infographic that represents this theme is it's got a full spectrum circle, full spectrum of light in a circle with the caption, "The universe doesn't speak English, it speaks frequency." So the full spectrum of frequency, you know, that's all there is, in a sense, you might say. Full spectrum, all these different spectrums of frequency on an atomic scale, energetic scale, quantum reality, quantum science. We all know that it's all just energy, and there's different frequencies of energies defining and refining reality as we know it. So some bylines to this graphic, this infographic, is two articles that along the same subject matter. One's called Aquarian Frequency Shift. And that was published here the first of the year, which has been one of, again, the keynotes of the year. And then another article is called Deep Shift Happens. Deep Shift Happens. So those who are reading along with these compendiums, which I will have in the show notes, they'll be published with the podcast in a couple of days. Or you can go to my blog, you know, my weblog at Harcom Network. And if you can do that in a separate window on a computer, on a handheld device, I don't know if you can do that or not. But some of you know how, following the show over the years, how to create your own multimedia show from the podcast with the show notes and the audio so you can stop the audio at any one point and watch videos or read articles that I have hyperlinked, you know, hotwired, you might say, hotlinked for your reading or viewing. So anyway, this compendium, I always say at the top, you know, you can skip to the bottom for messages from the Ascended Masters. This one, you have a message from Saint Germain on the alchemy of love. Some people who follow my compendiums, that's all they're interested in. Other people, they're just interested in funny stuff like Awaken with JP videos, you know, that I quite often include, or other infographics, or just some people just have the time or energy or the inclination to just scan it and see one thing or another. And again, you can customize your own multimedia show by doing it that way. I recommend, as a general rule, to scan through the contents of these compendiums and then go back and watch the ones that pique your interest the most. So the beginning of this compendium, I have a video by Monica Crowley from the War Room, which is Bannon's War Room. And she's a conservative, you know, and she's talking about how the energy has shifted. Again, this is kind of the theme of this piece. And she's saying, energy has shifted, all hands on deck. And this is about a 3-minute video. And I like these little videos that are really got a lot of energy into them and really make a point. And in this case, you know, our core freedoms are being threatened, folks, in multiple ways these days. And it's good to know what the challenge is, what the issue is. Those who are spiritual warriors make invocations. Know that the call, knowing that the call compels the answer, that you can invoke basically higher power, you know, cosmic beings, step through the veil and make a difference, if not the difference, in these critical times. So here's to it. More power to you if you can are so inclined to know better and do better in this regard. So you might say there's informational psychological warfare going on in the world, and those who are fiery patriots, you know, to have a love of God, a God of love, and really want to mainstream the Aquarian frequencies of light and love. Hopefully I can provide different ammunition for your Ruby Ray guns, So you can basically, you know, have a blast. target, you know, the forces of the darkness and have a blast with your ruby ray guns. You know, intense love transmutes it all. So here's to it. Seize the vision and claim the victory of the deep shift, the great turnaround. So this is kind of the theme of this piece, and I provide some big picture ascent coordinates in this piece, because this deep mystical energy that's been going on the last several weeks, it's a good time to really kind of, you know, do some people would call it high diving or deep diving, going into, you know, the high state that transcends the deep state, and kind of a meditation or mediation on the future of our net reality, you know, how to culture social conscience in our instant everywhere interactive global networks. You know, we have, you know, it's the global, you know, we have the family of mankind in a global village, and we have instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities with the internet. It's like I say, global village and the family of mankind. You know, it's like it's time to hang together, or we're all going to hang separately, as Franklin said at the beginning of the other revolution here a couple hundred years ago that founded America. Well, now we're talking about, you know, you might say restoring the Republic in America as an anagram for the I am race. You know, if you scramble the letters America, it spells the I am race. Worldwide, you know, basically United Sovereigns of Earth, us as United Sovereigns globally. So that's a theme I've been talking about a lot. This is the deeper or the high state, deep, the transcends or transmutes the deep state. And in this piece, you know, this deep shift happens, compendium. I kind of, did something different. I kind of went through some screenplay highlights for a video I've been working on to exploring the new frontier of quantum reality, you know, the 5D Aquarian inner space. You know, this concept of the last frontier is inner space. So I've got a screenplay I've been working on, and I go through these different components. This is kind of a rough outline, but there's some like highlights, keynotes from the screenplay that I thought I'd go into, you know, as kind of an inspirational initiation of this presentation of Cosmic Love today. So let's take it from the top, the big picture, which is the Aquarian Quantum Age. You know, they're going to be calling the Aquarian Age the Quantum Age because, again, it's all vibration. It's instant every, you know, the quantum reality is, in the quantum science, is this understanding of frequency. It's all frequency. And as you match the frequency with your pure intention, the power of co-creation with universe, co-creation with God, higher power, you know, purpose and plan of masters, know and serve, you know, for a global evolution, revolution, revelations from deep state to high state, from outer space to inner space, mainstreaming 5D, fifth dimensional cosmic love. So this Aquarian movement from the internet to the internet is morphing the quantum matrix from 3D to 5D just in time, 4D, the infinite eternal here and now. Navigating the last frontier from galactic to atomic. So the big picture from galactic to atomic is you know, and the understanding of cosmic love as a frame of reference, as the first principles of cosmic law, from linear law, you know, linear to the nonlinear space-time relativity, you know, from galactic to atomic, is represented in this video called Powers of Ten. Now, this video was produced in 1977, actually an earlier version of this video. I saw back in 1974 at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop. Now, this is a short video called Powers of Ten. And what it is, it's a quantum, you might say, source field perspective on the kingdom of heaven, you know, outer space within you, you know, inner space. You know, it goes out, you know, in powers of 10, and in 70 seconds, it switches another powers of 10 going out into space. And it gives you a sense in time going out into space and then coming back to the person on a blanket on a beach in Chicago on a blanket, you know, and then goes into his skin and goes to inner space and makes powers of 10 jumps, you know, every few seconds, going further and further and further to the atomic level. So it gives you a concept of outer and inner space. It's a great video. For those of you who can watch it, and again, you'll be able to watch it. I'll have the podcast show notes. This is the first link on Deep Shift, and you can watch this video. It's the first video called Powers of 10. Highly recommend it. It's just and this, again, they had it at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop because the world game, the world, you know, the big picture of how we are in the universe and the universe is within us. The kingdom of heaven, it's like galaxies are within us. Like every atom is like a miniature galaxy. And going out and then going within and having this sense of the vast amount of space in between the galaxies and the atoms, and we're between the two. You know, man is in the universe, is a measure of the universe, the outer and the inner. Man is a measure of the universe. So your inner sense of innocence, you know, your pure intention is the heart of the internet, the worldwide web of light, web 3.0 internet. Now, the concept of the internet and web 3.0, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, and this whole shift in collective consciousness as we've seen this evolution from hardware, you know, IBM computers to software, you know, Microsoft software for the computers and the personal computer to netware, you know, Netscape that navigated between computers to hardware, which is a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction for our global village. I'll be going into that more in the third compendium today. But there's a link on this Web 3.0 internet for those who are internet, you know, for basically navigating the internet, the inner space. So see the vision, the big picture with the virtue and valor for the victory of global revolution, evolution, revolution, revelations. Upgrading our conscientious common sense with an overview to understand the who, what, when, how, and why of the 2022 Great Turnaround. So the who of it is like, who are the true patriots of Aquarius? You know, who are we the people, us of Earth, United Sovereigns, affirming and confirming and determining our global unity and diversity, co-creating with a unified field of personal and planetary sovereignty in a coherent high state, you know, the alliance of alliances on the inner network of networks. So what will define and refine Aquarius? Well, this is the unified field as quantum reality, as I mentioned, you know, the quantum age as the Aquarian age, quantum science as natural law, cosmic law, Aquarian law of the angles, the geometric ordered divinity, law of the angles, geometry of divinity, and language of the angels, you know, the heart of Aquarian revelations, heart coherence is the language of the angels, golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's the frequency of holy compassion and love and joy. So this is the language of the angels, heart coherence. So this is what's defining Aquarius, the age of light, you know, light, full spectrum light, all the frequencies of light and love, cosmic, universal, law, language, love. So getting some keynotes in that, and I provide a thought form for the Sombrero Galaxy, which is very similar to our own. It's this picture of the Sombrero Galaxy. And you can visualize in this galaxy again, hundreds of billions of suns, like, you know, our sun or other suns, solar systems. And our solar system is about two-thirds out from the great central sun, which is massive in our galaxy. It's massive. It's so much bigger than any of the individual hundreds of billions of suns. It's like a composite of all of them, you know, the great central sun. It's massive. And you might say the rims of galaxy, the light, you know, flows out through and around this, like this nucleus of an atom. It's like every galaxy is like an atom in the body of God, you might say, or, you know, of universe, in the body of universe as God. So our solar system is, again, about two-thirds out from the great central sun, orbiting across the galactic plane. You know, that's our galaxy is like in a big rim, like a galactic plane. And as our solar system orbits across the galactic plane in the precession of the equinox, it's like this 26,000 year cycle. It's called the precession of the equinox, where our solar system orbits up and across, down and across this galactic plane. Since it's going around in a circle, I forget how many million years it takes to do a complete orbit around the galaxy. Is it a million years? I mean, it's just, I forget how long it is exactly, but it's going around this rim. Again, two-thirds out from the great central sun. It's going around, but it's orbiting up and across, up and below. You know, since it's going around, it's like a sine wave curve as it orbits going around this giant spiral, you know, our Milky Way galaxy. So it creates like a sine wave curve, and we've just crossed 2012 or thereabouts. We've crossed and we've come into the quantum field known as Aquarius. That's why they're calling it the Age of Aquarius. It's a quantum field known for being highly rarefied, high-frequency energies, Aquarian energies, sometimes called, you know, the Holy Spirit of the violet flame energy, you know, the blue and the pink making violet. So you've got the pink and the love, and the blue is the power of love. And so the power of love, you know, the understanding of the power of love, rather than the love of power, which is, you know, just the opposite, but the power of love as a frequency that involves and evolves the Holy Spirit of love and action. And this is the love and action of our solar system orbiting into the field of Aquarius. This Aquarian field is known as the field of light, Aquarian light frequencies of love, and for general enlightenment. Now, in the compendium on this big shift update, the vision of the big picture reality of our galaxy as part of a supercluster of galaxies. There's a brilliant video on this called Lanikea, Our Home Galactic Supercluster, that you can watch. That and it's a short video. I think it's like 9 minutes long or something like that. But it's had more than seven million views over the last 8 years. And Lanikea is the name that the Hawaiians have given it. I guess the Hawaiian shaman, or the what do they call them? Anyway, there's a name for them. Anyway, they've done some soul soaring and gone in and but their understanding of this, from the inner, has been verified now with research with these telescopes, these space telescopes that have photographed the galaxies, all the galaxies, and pictured, patterned them all together, and what the supercluster of our galaxy as a function of other galaxies in the universe looks like. This is a big picture of the universe, which is really amazing. So, you know, we are in this universe, and the universe is kingdom of heaven. Universe is within us, you know, as United Sovereigns of Universe, of Earth, you know, between the microcosm and the macrocosm, between the atomic and the galactic and the universe, you know, man is the measure. And the whole principle of quantum reality is that which can be measured with our consciousness can be defined and refined with consciousness, with, you might say, conscience, with a higher conscience. So anyway, I'm getting kind of far out there with the big picture of universe and galaxies and, you know, from the atomic to galactic. But this is kind of, you know, the energies we've had the last few weeks with these, you know, this Pisces, this deep mystical energies of Pisces and all of these inner and outer planets transiting Pisces, and the conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune and Mars now in Pisces, and which really energizes this, you might say, deep inner space understanding of outer space, everything in between. So this is, you know, a good launching point, frame of reference to metaphysically, metaphorically orient to keynotes for the Aquarian age. You know, the vision of pure love, intention of, by, and for self-governing sovereignty, you know, global telecommunity, 5D Aquarian telecom of a self-correcting and self-elevation ascent nature for our personal and planetary self-elevation and salvation. So the vision is focused, you know, it's one thing, it's important to have, you know, pure intention for focused love attention, you know, global teleconscience. The understanding of teleconscience, there's a whole website on the concept of teleconscience, the universal language of light, education of the heart for general enlightenment with coherent wisdom of the crowd. You know, the concept of freedom of assembly and wisdom of the crowd is basically the same concept. You know, the potential now with Web 3.0 cyber ethics is to upgrade our core of freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government for involving and evolving our individual and collective unity consciousness, unified field consciousness, unity in diversity, wisdom of the crowd. So the vision of pure intention and focused attention leads to basically sustained love retention of global telecare. The concept of love retention with, you know, care, global telecare, with upgrading, updating our horse and buggy, not just legislative system and representation system and education systems, but our horse and buggy healthcare system, which is still based on the outmoded cause of disease as being the bug, the virus, the bacteria, rather than, you know, the terrain, the biological terrain. And this is the understanding of global telecare, the understanding of the biological terrain of the body. I mean, Pasteur said it on his deathbed, it's not the flora, it's the fauna. It's not the bug, the flora, it's the fauna, the environment in which bacteria and viruses exist. If the environment is toxic, then you get toxic side effects, which they call bacteria and viruses and fungus. So this understanding of global telecare and healing the biological and psychological and informational terrain for our social, political, and economic, you know, consciousness and well-being. Global telecare, again, addresses mainly the physical healthcare, universal self-care at the heart of holistic healthcare. And there's links on that global telecare for those who have not made a study or gone into that subject. I think many of you will find that fascinating. So this is the big picture we're looking at for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, again, with pure intention, it's focused attention, with love retention for conscious ascension, the creative ascent process, you know, for assembling the components to the capstone, the creative ascent process for local and global telecommerce. So you've got basically the healing, wholeness and healing in government, education, healthcare, and the economy, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and financially. Telecommerce, you know, looking at local and global currency of conscience for upgrading, you might say, the idea of currency and the economics of abundance with abundant conscience, conscientious common sense, universe, unity and diversity, you know, a healthy, whole, holy system, and you know, for full spectrum 5D comprehension, you know, understanding the overview, upper brain to lower brain, left brain to right brain, linear to nonlinear, forebrain to the rear brain, hindsight to foresight, whole brain activation of the personal and planetary holodeck. So I'm kind of waxing poetic here. Again, these are kind of highlights for a video I'm working on, and you know, these kind of keynotes that when I do the video, of course, I'll be able to show the video excerpts that I've been referring to on, and the infographics dealing with our galaxy, our universe, the super galaxies, and with, you know, the powers of 10, you know, navigating the outer space and inner space. And I'd like to think that a video like this could expand consciousness. So Nikola Tesla was famous for saying, if you wish to find the secrets of the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. So this was the theme, like I say, of the first compendium. And it finishes up with a video from the Master Saint Germain, you know, the Aquarian Master Saint Germain, on love is the alchemical key. So every alchemy for transformation is love and manifestation. And this is David Christopher Lewis, who gives a discourse on violet light. He explains the colors at the core of the violet light are blue and the pink. Blue represents the will of God, and pink is the love of God. Of course, divine love is the key to all alchemy. This is beloved Saint Germain's teaching, how love is the key to alchemy, because when we consecrate all that we do to divine purpose, it's an act of love to the divine. This is a deep mystical understanding that takes us deeper into true selfhood, Christ awareness. So take the time to be aware of the God presence within you. This is a short video. I think many of you will appreciate that. And with that, I'm going to go into another compendium I did here back on the full moon, the lunar eclipse. This is May 15th, full moon in Scorpio. This was just, what, a week ago? 6 days ago. So big drama on the global stage, folks, with this lunar eclipse, full moon. We're seeing, they're calling it the Great Reset. We're talking about social, political, and economic restructuring of our global institutions. You know, how global relations must be restructured to ensure personal and collective sovereignty. Sovereignty is the Aquarian keynote. You know, owning our own life. You know, with Aquarian first principles of sovereignty. You know, owning our own health, owning our own business, owning our own life. So we are witnessing economic warfare against humanity. An artificial scarcity of our health, food, and peace is being created and managed for crisis capitalism to compel subservience to tyranny by way of digital IDs, digital currency. Total surveillance in a digital remote-controlled social credit system has been pioneered by big tech in Red China. So it looks like digital IDs for digital currency is the future. The big question is whether one's ID is sovereign or slave to the credit systems that subjugate sovereignty. This is the big issue. And we're seeing it played out on the world stage daily. The drama is all about who owns and controls the earth. Who owns and controls our life? Are we going to do it ourselves? Are we going to be a sovereign civilization, United Sovereigns of Earth? Or are we going to be an AI Borg colony, of the AI Borg, which is already, I've done articles on this at the beginning of the year, and in 2022 Great Reset, the challenge of there are Borg civilizations in the outer rims of our galaxy, and the deep space secret space program has exposed this, and there's a battle going on for Earth. There are forces, dark forces, sinister forces, trying to take over. Excuse me. this is a subject I don't usually want to deal with, but in cosmic love, light brings up all unlike itself. These are big. This is the deep core issue. Freedom or tyranny. We're on the cusp of Aquarius, and there's challenges, and there's phenomenal opportunity for freedom, but there's some challenges going on right now. It's time to restructure the infrastructure for global civility along more enlightened lines that frame, geometrize, define, and refine the constitution of Aquarian law, love, language. The law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, the geometrically ordered divinity. So there's a video here. This is just a 1-minute synopsis of this critical issue regarding the role of central bank digital currencies in the new world order and the financial rebellion that's going on worldwide, and how, again, the CDC, the new world order agenda of the Borg, those who would create a hive mind, an artificial intelligence cyborg mind, that does mind control on humans on the planet. They have their agenda for their central bank digital currencies, for a social credit system, for owning, controlling the lives of humans. The alternative of that is the love model. You might say the Aquarian love model, the sovereignty model, United Sovereigns of Earth model. So I provide different videos and articles, one by the Corbett Report, James Corbett, a country by country guide on these CBDCs, which is the central bank digital currencies, and the understanding of what's going on there. An article by Paul Craig Roberts, which is very sobering regarding the social credit system. How it's the power elite's means of control, and how their intention, we're talking about point, just, the very small, few dozen, some people would call them plutocrats, other people would call them psychopaths, who own and control the pyramid of power of the corporatocracy worldwide, the billionaires and trillionaires that own and control, the levers of power, social, political, and economically. They have their agenda for totalitarian control, and it's called the social credit system that they've been using in China. And we're talking about tyranny, folks. Communist, totalitarian. We don't own our own lives, or we do. Of course, that's the TLC solution: exposing the global tyranny agenda to compel our pure intention for Aquarian love. Aquarian TLC solutions. TLC is an acronym for telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health, telecommerce. And I go into that, waking up to mass perception deception, what's going on with systemic authoritarian propaganda, the manufacturing of mass consent in the media, how the election process has been rigged, and the solution to that, the global telecommunication telecom solution. So there's a video with David Icke and Brendan Murphy that is fascinating. I mean, it's about an hour long, but it's brilliant on what's going on. The whole background on the global, what Icke calls the global cult, the deep state, which operates to advance a long planned agenda for global human control. So if you don't think there's a serious problem that needs some serious solutions, you want to watch this video. Now, and there's another video that's really brilliant, and this is a European video, and there's translation with it. It's a brilliant video called Pandemic Simulation Games. But David Icke is talking about the, you know, the simulation, mass that what's going on, that life in the simulation, that we're living in a simulation. He explains that, but this other video, Pandemic Simulation Games, goes into, again, how we are living in a rehearsed simulation that has been taken live. It's a setup, folks. And it's half of knowing, you know, half of the solution is knowing what the problem is. So this defined it very well. Another article, very sobering. Pentagon-funded think tank simulates war with China on NBC. In other words, what the elite do, they simulate what they intend to do. So basically, it's like telling people what they're planning to do, so that with the first law of the prime directive, you don't interfere with people's free will. So this is what they think is a get out of jail free card, or this is karma dodging, that they think they can tell people with these simulations what they're planning on doing, so that they're not interfering with free will. They're basically doing a test market on the collective consciousness to see if they can get away with it. So here's the Pentagon-funded think tank simulates war with China on NBC. So is that what they're planning? I mean, NBC, Meet the Press, just aired an absolutely freakish segment in which the influential narrative management firm, Center for a New American Security, ran war games simulating a direct U.S. hot war with China. So, yeah, this is a warning, big warning. You know, we either stop this, test marketing tyranny, you know, pushing the thresholds of tyranny with, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, with disease, war, famine, and death and hell, or they're pushing this agenda of creating and managing terror and war, you know, to basically to consolidate power and control over people rather than of, by, and for the people. So, huge issue. And, of course, the whole point is where people are waking up. I mean, they're waking up to this mass perception deception. And in the process, there's masses. This is the Aquarian dispensation. People are wising up by way of mass perception correction. I mean, systemic, whole system intelligence. What that looks like, how that works, holistic healing by way of Aquarian vision, you know, the understanding of how the whole COVID PSYOP was planned, how they're planning, you know, how the war PSYOP was planned, the global telecare solution for global holistic healing. The big picture. So there's a four-minute heavy-duty video reality report called Peace, Love, and Justice If You Want It. It's a sobering look at the satanic agenda before us and the opportunity for Aquarian freedom rising up to our co-creation opportunity. You know, systemic cooperative communication, what that looks like, how that works, the culture, conscientious common sense, unity in our diversity with the currency of social conscience in our social networks, and how this impacts with the raising of the standard of currency, you know, the currency of conscience for an economics of abundance for global telecommerce solution, a global, you know, the next economy. And there's a video by Stanbury Research explaining that we are in a centrally planned economy and no longer a capitalist system due to the Fed's actions, you know, the central banking cartel, the Fed. This is according to E.B. Tucker, who did this video. He's the best-selling author of Why Gold, Why Now? This narrative-driven economy that we're seeing now has been pinpointed on the Fed wanting to strengthen the dollar, but they don't care about inflation. This E.B. Tucker explains to the Danilia Cambone in this video. Tucker illustrates this large debt-based system as a perpetual boom with the occasional crisis. He warns that a digitized dollar is the next step toward total control of the masses, saying that China has already begun using this digital yuan, you know, their dollar. So their social credit system, their yuan. Again, the question is, the big question is whether we're going to have sovereignty with the digital currencies that are aligned with sovereignty or tyranny. You know, is it going to be of mine for the people, or are they going to be used with a social credit system for control over people? So this is food for thought for those who think for themselves. You know, but I got into, in this full moon eclipse, I got into you know, the possibility for false flag alerts. I had a warning about that. And sure enough, we had this the shooting that happened right on that weekend of the you know, it was the day after actually the full moon eclipse. We had that that shooting in New York, and now it's turning out this guy looks like a mind control Manchurian candidate. He was like he was on drugs, his mental case, I've had videos that I was going to publish. It's a little bit too heavy on the subject. That goes into, you know, how he was used. You know, basically, again, this whole agenda, we got to take the guns. You know, guns are the problem. It's not people. It's the guns. So there's all these agendas going on to create and manage a terror, war, disease, and tyranny. Disease and tyranny. So I finished up on this with some keynotes, some positive keynotes, some universal love archetypes for the infrastructure for Aquarian Age models. Okay, so we're going into the Aquarian Age, and this was the final compendium that I'm going to go into more detail, because it's a positive keynote to finish on the family of mankind and a global village. The reality report of how we can create divine order out of chaos. You know, a declaration of global interdependence on a united state of love, universal law, language, frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, law of the one, the circle, the two and one, the cross, the three and one, the trinity, the four and one, the most powerful thought form in the universe, the key to the ascension of the planet known as the pyramid of self and civilization, the capstone, the New Jerusalem, the City Fork Square, the White Cube, all these different names for the same thing that is known throughout universe as the pyramid and the capstone. The pyramid is seen on Mars, on all over the pyramids, all over the Earth, all over the galaxy. There's this understanding that pyramids have been created as the archetypal symbol of the components of the one, law of one, two and one, three and one, four and five and one for 5D consciousness, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, is an integration of these components to the capstone, the creative ascent process. So I begin this compendium with a 5-color photo silk screen I did back in 1975. It's like an early version of Love Code. So the theme here and the understanding is that there are only divine solutions to human problems. Human solutions only compound human problems. So global self-correction for self-elevation, you might say salvation, is thus not a mystery when known. In the larger scheme of eternal progression, love is the 5D key to prevent regression. The path of conscious uprising, ascension, begins with the will of and for pure intention, as concentrates will with focused attention and naturally manifests by way of love retention. Talking about cosmic love, universal law language. And, of course, this is the first principles of cosmic law for getting our act together with TLC, organizing all information in formation along more enlightened lines, love lines that are interdependent with well-informed unity and diversity for all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. So we have the for these first principles of L, O, V, and E in terms of government, education, healthcare, and the economy, you can say for regarding spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, these components to the capstone, the creative ascent process. So the government is restoring faith in our elections, global telecom, upgrading core constitutional freedoms with well-informed choice. Again, informed choice, organizing information with communication processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience for social conscience and our social networks. This is the global telecom process. And then we have education of the heart, culturing our social conscience, global teleconscience, TLC again, upgrading social conscience sovereignty with well-informed choice, informed education of the heart again. And then we have healthcare, healing the sickness care system with global telecare, upgrading public health care with well-informed choice. Again, wisdom of the crowd, organizing information for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, global telecare. Link provided on explaining that in more detail. And then we have, again, economy. We have government, education, healthcare, and the economy. That's pivoting to the abundance economics, global telecommerce, upgrading the currency of conscience with well-informed choice, informed, organizing information in formation along more enlightened lines for the great awakening to the problem, well-defined, which naturally leads to the solution, well-refined, with well-informed choice for wellness-inclined, for healing. So again, many Americans are disillusioned with the election system and the healthcare system. Both have been rigged by a financial system whereby extreme wealth has been created for power elite billionaires and trillionaires who are more interested in their totalitarian power and control rather than the health and freedom for 99.9% of people worldwide. This is the understanding, and it came from, the Chris Hedges report recently, and to quote him, he says that the corporate seizure of the systems of information have turned the press into an echo chamber for the powerful and the rich. And the alternative solution, and the solution to that is universal love archetypes for the infrastructure for Aquarian models of love, the alchemical transformational 5D keys to the kingdom, whereby all are sovereign king with the keys to the internalization of God. And we have, again, the L-O-V in the E. The L is the law of being, pure intention. The O is the spherical conscience, which focuses the attention with light language. The V is the synergy in the Trinity, love, retention. The E is the archetypal capstone for the ascension, creative ascent process. And, of course, the whole capstone vision is full spectrum enlightened comprehension, the love model. So welcome to Aquarian Love Code for modeling of the media, medical, and marketing megatrends, whereby we are the media for our global net reality. We are the medicine for our global healthcare. We are the currency for the next economy. And it's time, folks, for all authentic patriots to wake up, wise up, and rise up for personal and planetary upgrade of freedom. So thanks for listening today, folks. Hopefully you have heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerated and accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.